Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well. Today, here's a piece yours truly hosted that I trust you will enjoy.
Everything's all right.
Time for the post-game show, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. We do this most days when I don't have to dash out, and I don't have to dash out this morning. Okay, Generalissimo, tonight at 8 p.m.
Day in, day out, I prepare these cut sheets, and you just ignore them.
I worked hard.
Fortunately,
I got a lot of
fortunately
them
with the after show, people can actually hear the video that I do.
I did
do
1,
day.
2, 3, 4, 6, and 11.
You did not do 7 or 8, which is actually the best cuts of
well,
the
you didn't
sheet.
Put a little star next to them.
I have to put a little star next to him.
When you do it, I do the sheet and I always star it. So one night I take off.
You
and
realize
I get,
you just caught yourself, right?
No, I normally do it and I normally do the cut
but
sheet.
But I have to star what you grabbed to be able to let you know what's really important.
No, I have to star it myself when I do it myself. People don't understand. I was at the Nixon Library yesterday until late, so I had no time. I'm taking over the Nixon Library on July 1. And so what happened?
Filibuster. You got caught. You got caught.
Talk about Hillary Clinton.
Diversion.
And
diversion.
Carlos Santana.
Not responsive, Your Honor.
Carlos. What do you think you are? You think you're, Ted Olson? Who are you?
I am not a lawyer, but
you are
I've
not a lawyer, and
one.
You didn't sleep at a Holiday Inn. So just let me get to the Mike Trout stuff, please, before I leave here. Mike Trout brings his whole club down into the basement. They are 4.5 or 5.5 games out now. They're going to be 50 games out of first place by the end of the year.
No, they're not.
And the Cleveland Indians are in first place, and Carlos Santana had 3 game-winning hits, and they still gave it because of the media machine that the Trout contract has set up. He probably bought those votes. Boy, what a bad guy to have in that. He probably bought the – he hadn't been Player of the Week for like 5 years, right?
Did you – that's not true.
That's true. I think it is true. You're
it's
fake
news.
It's
not true.
It is.
It's not true. Now, can we go back and play the cut that you should have played?
Go ahead.
Kirsten Gillibrand, who has less of a chance of becoming president than Elizabeth Warren does.
Yes, she does. No chance.
Who is not going to be president either. But anyway, she's out in Dover, Delaware, talking about...
Why?
Why? I don't know.
Why does... I mean, I like Delaware. It's a nice state.
I don't
Joe
know.
Biden's going to win Delaware. Going to win it all.
I would imagine he is. But still, she's in talking at a restaurant doing a little town hall talking about... nuclear weapon policy. Now, Kirsten Gillibrand is never going to be confused with somebody that knows anything about nuclear weapons policy, right?
I don't know. Let's hear it.
Cut number 8.
When you say you want to develop low-yield nuclear weapons that are tactile, what you're saying is you want to use them.
Why didn't you
now,
tell me?
It's
right there.
No, why didn't you tell me what cut eight
nuclear
says?
Nuclear weapons
tell
are tactile.
Read, what does cut
they're
eight
like
say?
Anti-tactile.
Yeah, like weapons you can't touch.
Well, no, look, we're here for how many hours? 5 hours we're here. You couldn't whisper
what
Kirsten Gillibrand.
What did cut number 8 say?
I looked at the name. I'm not interested in what she says unless I'm really desperate for news. I'm not desperate for news.
You did the cut sheet.
No, I gave you one night. It's the first time I've let you do it.
Oh.
And you have screwed it up.
Oh,
tactile nuclear weapons?
No. Play the cut. You have to let...
Tactile?
This is 40 seconds. You have to play the whole cut. Listen.
When I hear tactile, I have to say...
No, Hugh.
Okay, go ahead.
Play the whole cut.
When you say you want to develop low-yield nuclear weapons that are tactile, what you're saying is you want to use them. Now, the military will make an argument to say, oh, this is just, again, we have to have an equal threat. And this, if it's usable, then it's a better threat. I just found that as not believable. They're trying to create nuclear weapons that are usable. So I oppose the entire defense bill because of that one provision. So if I am president, I am going to make sure we unwind that completely. And I don't think we should be trying to create tactile nuclear weapons.
Twice.
So the first time was no longer an accident.
Moreover,
it wasn't a misspeak.
Moreover, tactical nuclear weapons are developed for purposes of deterrence.
Duh!
And the mutual assured destruction theory, President Trump got into tangled up with me when I talked to him about the nuclear triad. I don't think he would say tactile nuclear weapons, and I don't think he would not understand why you want them of different variety and purpose. I do know that she's out.
If Donald...
I'm going to play that tomorrow. You can play it 100 times if you want. I've got to play that tomorrow. If, Put that aside, and I'll pick it up when I do the sheet in the morning.
If Donald Trump had said tactile nuclear weapons, that would have led Morning Joe, and they would have done nothing else all day long. Oh, my God, he's going to kill us all.
Tactile nuclear weapons.
Nuclear weapons you can touch.
I'm trying to think of what comes close. Stand up, Joe Biden, telling the guy in the wheelchair to stand up.
Stand up, Chuck.
Stand up, Chuck, and tactile nuclear weapons.
Tactile weapons of which you can touch.
Yeah, that touch you. Okay,
or
that's
touch
enough
you.
For the post-game show. Make sure you tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Dwayne will give you the updates on the Israeli elections.
And all the other cuts that Hugh won't play tomorrow.
And all the other cuts I won't play tomorrow. Be there or be square. And thank you, Adam. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Generalissimo. You can bring up the music now, Adam. I'm leaving. I'm not hearing any music. There we go.
He was trying to find a touchy song.
He was trying to find a tactile song.
A touch song, yeah.
Tactile nuclear weapons.
Twice! Not once, but twice.
I can't believe you didn't tell me that in my ear in 3 years. That's it. Thank you very much, America. I'll be back.
There we go.
That would have made a great segment. We'll do it tomorrow.
If you just follow my lead once.
Kristen Gillibrand, The Doors, absolutely. Be here tomorrow, America, or be square. It's the usual show. What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky. For you and I. Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Your freedom is under attack, but if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to townhallreview.com, and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's townhallreview.com. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.